The Disputes Committee of the Trade Union Forces to meet this morning to decide whether to sanction a further work stoppage in the coming days by pilots at Aer Lingus, who are members of its Irish Airline Pilots Association branch. The recommendation for a further strike was made by IALPA yesterday after talks between it and the airline aimed at resolving an increasingly bitter pay dispute broke down without a resolution. Our business editor, Will Goodbody.
Aer Lingus pilots, who are members of IALPA, are already set to strike for 8 hours this Saturday as this pay row deepens. Now, IALPA's executive has recommended an additional strike should take place in the coming days and be longer than the action planned for Saturday. If sanctioned by Parent Forces Disputes Committee, the union will have to give 7 days' notice to the airline before the pilots can stop work. Aer Lingus has described the threat of further strike action as entirely inappropriate because the Labour Court requested earlier this week that the dispute should not be escalated. On Wednesday, the pilots began an indefinite work to rule in protest at the company's handling of their 24% pay claim, leading to the cancellation of 270 flights up to Tuesday. The pilots claim they have not had a pay rise since 2019 and the hike in wages is in line with increases in inflation since then. But Aer Lingus is seeking productivity and flexibility changes in return for the increase because other employee groups in the airline have only received a pay rise of 12.25%.
In the United States, concern is spreading through the Democratic Party after what's been described as a dismal performance by the US President Joe Biden in a televised debate with the former President Donald Trump. Democrats had hoped the head-to-head would allay voters' fears that Mr. Biden was too old for another term in office. From New York, our global security reporter Yvonne Murray.
The damage was done within the first few minutes of last night's debate. President Joe Biden walked slowly and stiffly onto the stage. Former President Trump strode with a more confident gait. Answering the moderator's questions, President Biden seemed to lose his train of thought. His voice was hoarse and his words sometimes difficult to make out. With the cameras trained on both candidates, Biden often looked lost. By contrast, former President Trump spoke with ease, rattling off a barrage of claims about his own record that failed the simultaneous fact checker, as well as throwing personal insults at his opponent. Trump avoided answering questions, repeated talking points instead about migrants flooding the country and blaming Biden for the wars in the Middle East and Ukraine. Biden was stronger on policy and his economic record, but he failed to deliver clear answers on topics that were central to his party's platform, like reproductive rights. This was not the night that Joe Biden's re-election campaign needed, and there are now serious questions about whether he'll still be the Democratic candidate come November. Yvonne Moriarty, News, New York.
EU leaders, including the Taoiseach Simon Harris, have formally nominated Ursula von der Leyen to be European Commission President for a second term following a late-night summit in Brussels. Leaders have also endorsed the former Portuguese Prime Minister António Costa as the next European Council President and the Estonian Prime Minister Kaja Kallas to be the EU's Foreign Policy Chief. A group representing a number of retailers, car park owners and hospitality businesses in Dublin city centre has asked for a transport plan for the capital to be referred to On Board Planola for a review. In a letter to councillors, the Dublin city centre Traders Alliance said it believes the plan, which is due to come into effect in August, will lead to job losses and business closures. Our recent correspondent Samantha Librari reports.
The Dublin City Centre Traders Alliance represents Brown Thomas, Arnott's and the Jervis Shopping Centre, a number of city centre car parks, Retail Excellence Ireland and the Restaurants Association. It says the plan to stop traffic transiting through the city centre from August should undergo a Part 8 application to On Board Planola and a full environmental impact assessment, which it says would allow an independent, transparent assessment of the plan. It says if the Chief Executive of Dublin City Council does this, the group would not seek a judicial review. It said it believes the traffic plan will be a deterrent to shoppers and visitors who choose to use cars or taxis and impact on Henry Street and Grafton Street in particular. If their request is granted, the introduction of the traffic plan would have to be delayed due to the significant backlog of cases at On Board Planola. What happens next for Dublin's traffic should become clearer when Dublin City Council meets next Monday.
The US singer Taylor Swift will take the stage in Dublin's Aviva Stadium this evening for the first of three nights of her sold-out concerts, with more than 150,000 fans expected to attend her Irish shows. People have been advised that the capital city will be extremely busy as it prepares to host a number of other major events this weekend. Our arts and media correspondent Evelyn O'Rourke.
At around 7:30pm this evening, the hottest ticket in town, Taylor Swift, will finally take to the stage at the Aviva Stadium in Dublin. The singer is expected to entertain crowds for a three-hour set as part of her globally successful tour called Eras. It's a busy weekend in Dublin. Because also Shania Twain is playing at Malahide Castle, the Dublin Pride and Longitude festivals are taking place, and add into that the All-Ireland football quarterfinals in Croke Park, and organisers are expecting thousands of extra visitors in Dublin. Irish Rail has confirmed that extra commuter and Dart services will be running too. For many Swift fans, or Swifties as they're known, this is the big night they've been waiting many months for. All eyes will be on the current Queen of Pop as she hits the stage
tonight.
She was
playing that over and over. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Create a modern, minimalistic home decor look and warmth in every room with Grant Uflex underfloor heating. Visit grant.ie.
Sunny spells and scattered showers this morning, mainly over the northern half of the country. Cloud will increase across the west and south through the afternoon and evening, with outbreaks of rain developing. Highest temperatures of 14 to 19 degrees, with light to moderate west to southwest winds.